Let's head out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with Randy Schaefer. He's a member of the Ingham County Board of Commissioners and a fellow Hornet who lives out in my neck of the woods. Randy, how are you?
Very good, Tony. Thank you.
We appreciate Randy because he's an early riser, and he's also a school teacher, so he's got to come on the program early. So thank you so much for that, Randy.
You're welcome, Tony.
All right. Big night tonight at the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. What do you think is going to happen with this vote that could either save or dissolve the Ingham County Road Commission Board?
Right now, it looks like the Road Commission Board will be dissolved. I'm going to predict an 11-5 vote. And I think that's just where we're going to go. It's a sad state of affairs that we're at this point. As you know, we talked many, many times about the Road Commission Board, the appointees, and some of the problems. And it's unfortunate that we're at this point because there have been a lot of quality people who have served in that board, and there was a lot of pride. But with our appointment process and what happened, I don't see it going any other way.
So this is a done deal. You know, at first it was thought that the vote would be a lot wider gap, and although that's still decisive, some votes have crossed over.
Yeah, organized labor, Jim Gravenstadt is he's the chair of the Greater Lansing Labor Council, IBEW, and he's been lobbying commissioners real hard to give them another year and see what happens. But, you know, some commissioners went over because of that. Some haven't. He's doing what he wants to do and try to maintain control, and some commissioners just went down with that lobbying.
Well, we had Masseri on. He thinks that his leadership and the board's focus now is totally different than where it was before. Why not give him a shot?
Well, they've had a shot for a long time, Tony. And some of these mistakes are going to cost the county hundreds of thousands of dollars in lawsuits and litigation and so forth. And there's really no reason not to absorb it. The problems with our appointment process and the binding caucus means that, you know, if this situation emerged, it'll emerge again in the near future unless we take the politics out of the Road Commission.
How are you going to vote? And
I'm going to vote to dissolve the Road Commission Board.
All right, now, that vote happens, say it goes through, well, what happens next? How soon will Human Resources and the Board of Commissioners take over control for the Road Commission?
Right now, the projections are by June 1st. Some of that process has already started as far as taking over purchasing and human resource operations. You know, some of the transition. Mary Lanois is a great county controller and administrator. She has a clear path and calendar laid out for us to follow. So I don't see it as being an issue. You know, just again, I knew a lot of quality people, the Austin Kavanaughs and the Tom Mitchells, and other people served on the Road Commission Board, and this is a tough vote for me.
You know, it sounds like, Randy, you're not doing this with any joy. You sound like you have a lot of remorse about it.
I do. We talked many times about how Joe Gunther and Tom Mitchell and Jim Benjamin and other people were treated during this process. And sometimes politics is just so nasty. And in my opinion, the more we take politics out of any appointment and process, the better off we're going to be, and certainly the citizens are going to be better off. So, well, there was a lot of hope and some good things that happened. I think this stuff is absolutely necessary.
All right, final question for you, Randy. You know, some people say that the board is kind of power hungry. That's why they're taking this over.
Well, the board actually won't have any power whatsoever because it's going to be operated under, you know, the county controller, and we will have representatives from the townships, supervisors, and so forth, just similar to a 911 board. In reality, the Board of Commissioners is going to have less influence, and it's going to be more professional. So I would beg to differ. I don't think it's a power grab thing whatsoever. Quite the contrary, when the Board of Commissioners could make the appointments and dictate to the appointees what they wanted, that actually was more of a power grab.
All right, Randy, I've got to get to a break. Thanks so much.
Okay, you're welcome, Tony. Thank you.